You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with National MP Tom Rutherford.
Welcome back to The Wire. Last week, Health Minister Simeon Brown announced a series of changes to the national health system following years of delays, understaffing and overcrowding. Brown particularly highlighted a need for public-private partnerships to reduce wait times. Also in politics this past week, NZ First leader Winston Peters has been raising complaints about diversity, equity and inclusion, or DEI, measures in Aotearoa. His concerns echo those in the United States, where recently elected President Donald Trump has enacted policies removing DEI measures from federal agencies. In our weekly catch-up with the National Party's Tom Rutherford, I asked about each of these issues, starting with the health sector overhaul. So I wanted to start off with the overhaul of the health sector that was announced last week by Health Minister Simeon Brown. He said that we might be looking at some kind of overhaul. What's this going to look like?
Yeah, we, the National Government, we're focused on ensuring all New Zealanders have access to timely and quality healthcare. Some of the announcements last week include increasing the number of doctors and nurses in primary care, reducing the age for free bowel cancer screening to 58, investing in 24/7 digital service for Kiwis to access online medical appointments. We have invested a record amount of money into health to help ensure that Kiwis get the care that they deserve.
He indicated that there's been some poor leadership of the organisation over recent years. I think he said the past 2.5 years. Is this the cause of the issues we've been seeing in the health sector?
Yeah, I think to an extent it is. Leadership at the top has a way of flowing through to those on the front line and the work they're doing. So that's why you've seen the health minister, both when Shane Rutte was the Minister of Health and now Simeon Brown, have a real focus on making sure Health New Zealand are delivering on the basics. And that's why we've had a commissioner who have been in for a year. Simeon Brown, as the health minister, has signalled that at the end of the commissioner's term, a board will be reappointed. And it's about providing good leadership and good governance for Health New Zealand, ensuring we get rid of unnecessary bureaucracy, and then ensuring our funding we provide to Health New Zealand gets to the front line so that New Zealanders can get the timely and quality health care that they deserve.
Minister Simeon Brown also talked about exploring some more partnerships with the private sector. Obviously, we see public-private partnerships in the health sector pretty frequently. However, does this have anything to do with recent comments from ACT's David Seymour about privatising some of our health sector?
I don't think you could draw parallels between those two things. What we've been saying ultimately is, for example, we've seen elective surgeries. There's a massive backlog in New Zealand at the moment of people waiting to have elective surgeries. Should we just be simply waiting for the public system to be able to play catch-up on that? Or should we be enabling the private system as well to help with that backlog? Ultimately, when you're a patient, you're not so worried about whether it's done publicly or privately. You're just more focused on ensuring that it's done and that you can get back to living your life as you want to. And so what we're going to be doing is, and what the minister has talked about, is we want to be fixing primary health care. We want to reduce emergency department wait times. We want to clear the elective surgery backlog. And we want to invest in health infrastructure. And we're relentlessly focused on doing so.
And over the past few years, we've been hearing about issues of overcrowding in our health system and issues of understaffing. I mean, the government's been discussing addressing these issues previously. Do we think that this overhaul is going to make an important step in getting to the bottom of these issues?
Absolutely. Some of the things we announced last week on top of the stuff I talked about earlier are further 100 clinical placements for overseas trained doctors to work in primary care, incentives to recruit up to 400 graduate nurses per year for 5 years, $285 million in uplift in GP funding. People know at the moment how difficult it is to get in to see their GP. In some places, say in my patch in the Bay of Plenty, in some places, you can be waiting up to 3 weeks to see your GP, which is simply not good enough. So this uplift in funding will really help focus on that challenge. Increasing the number of placements for doctors at medical schools by 25 a year. That means we're training 100 more places, having 100 more places for doctors that will be added over the course of our government. As I talked about, the new 24/7 digital health service and accelerating advanced tertiary education for up to 120 primary care registered nurses. They are all changes that will make a contribution to ensuring that we've got a healthcare system that provides for New Zealand both timely and quality care.
Moving on to the issue now of woke legislation, we've seen some recent comments from New Zealand First leader Winston Peters around these types of issues. Is National considering a similar response?
Yeah, so you're talking about the members bill that New Zealand First has lodged, which is around the removal of diversity, equity and inclusion targets from the public service. Really clear to lay out for everybody, it's a members bill. It's not part of a coalition agreement. It's not part of anything that we've negotiated with New Zealand First. It's their members bill. It sits in the ballot. And we'll consider the bill as a caucus if it does get drawn. Worth pointing out, there's about 75 bills sitting in the members' bill ballot at the moment, so it's got a 1 in 75 chance of being drawn. I've got one in there too as well, so you'll just have to wait until it's drawn, and then as a caucus we will make a decision and have our party position on it at that time.
Does the National Party have any position based on Winston Peters' recent comments regarding the targeting of work legislation, or are we leaving that until if the bill gets pulled?
Yeah, we're waiting till the bill gets pulled. We wouldn't want to be getting ahead of ourselves. We would need to see the bill in its full entirety. We, you know, it's hypothetical until it gets drawn from the members' bill ballot. What I do say, though, is at the moment, I think less focus on the woke sort of thing and more focus on the economy and reducing the cost of living should be a priority. And that's what we're doing as a government, focusing on what we believe is really important to New Zealanders.
That was the National Party's Tom Rutherford speaking to me about the health sector overhaul and woke legislation. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Wire on 95BFM.
That was our weekly chat with National MP Tom Rutherford.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.